The Texas School of the Air welcomes you to your story parade.
Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With happy smiles and marching feet, the parade is coming down the street. Here comes the lion, and there is Andy. Winnie the Pooh and Jack a Dandy. Red Riding Hood and a little red hen. Jack and Jill and King Cole's men. Oh, play the fife, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With kings and queens in silks arrayed, your story parade.
Boys and girls, you're listening to Your Story Parade. It's the transcribed radio program all for you. Yes, and it comes to you on your radio every week at this time to bring you Your Story Parade Lady.
Hello, John, and hello again to everyone listening.
Ah, Story Parade Lady, everyone's waiting to hear your story today.
And I can hardly wait to tell it, because it's a happy magic story about a rooster and a mouse and a little red hen. Once upon a time and long ago, a rooster and a mouse and a little red hen all lived together in a little white house on a green hillside. The house was always neat and clean and pretty because the little red hen was always working hard to keep it that way. Roses grew around the door and vegetables grew in the garden. And often birds would stop at the house to sing a song of gladness just to see it. But across the valley where the creek was and up on top of another hill, there lived a wicked, dangerous fox. His house didn't have any paint, and no roses grew around his door, and there wasn't any garden. Oh, what a dreadful, dangerous house it seemed to be. Yes, all because it belonged to the fox. Why, when he walked at night, dangerous music would fill the air, like this. Yes, and if anyone had asked the fox, I think that he would have said,
"I'm a very dangerous fellow. A very dangerous fellow."
Well, for a long time, the fox didn't know that the rooster and the mouse and the little red hen lived across the valley in the little white house on the green hillside. No, he thought that people lived there. He would have thought so, too. You would have, too, because it looked like people lived there. But just inside the window where the rooster slept in his bed, you would have heard him take a deep breath and crow like this.
I say, time to get up, everybody.
And then the mouse would squeak and answer,
"A little bitty mouse like me wants to sweep some more in his winter bed."
The mouse is saying that a little bitty mouse like him was wanting to sleep some more in his little bed.
With my winter eyes closed tight.
With his little eyes closed tight.
Really and truly and no play.
He said really and true and no play like.
Because I'm a lazy rascal.
Because he's a lazy rascal. But the rooster would crow and answer.
I say, old fellow, let's see if breakfast's ready.
And then away they'd hurry down the stairs in a great hurry to get to breakfast. And up they'd dash to the table with a hurried stop like this. Yes, the rooster would get to the table before the mouse because the rooster was larger. And then he'd shout to the little red hen.
I say, we want food.
Why, sometimes they'd even be so rude as to beat their plates and spoons like this.
We want breakfast.
Oh, the little red hen just didn't know what she was going to do about them. Because they never helped with the work around the house. And right after breakfast, the mouse would say,
"I'm sweepy, and a mouse should sweep with you, sweepy. I'm going back to bed."
And then the rooster would say,
I'm going for a little walk. Little red hen can do the dishes."
And so, yes, so the little red hen would do the dishes and sweep the house and mow the yard and wash the clothes. And then by 12 o'clock, time for lunch, lunch would be on the table and a vase of roses, too. And all the while she was working that morning, she'd sing a happy little song to herself like this. Yes, That's how the little red hen would sing to herself, because she was happy because she wasn't lazy.
I say I'm not lazy. I just don't like to work.
Yes, that's what the rooster would say. And then the mouse would answer.
I'm not lazy. I'm sleepy. I like to sleep in my bed.
But of course those rascals were lazy. They were lazy, I mean, until they smelled the lunch on the table. And then...
I say, I smell lunch is ready. Come on, mouse.
Oh, those greedy, greedy, lazy ladies. Well, as I was saying, for a long time, the dangerous fox didn't know that the rooster and the mouse and the little red hen all lived together in their little house. But one day...
I know who lives there now. I peeped in the window this morning and saw them. And as soon as the night comes again, I make it dark so they won't see me. The night has come already. Time for me to go. I'm going to get me a chicken dinner and a mouse dinner and a rooster dinner.
Oh, dangerous music filled the night. The fox was on his way to the little white house, going to catch somebody.
One more time and I'll be there. Because now I'm climbing in the window where they live.
And the next moment...
I say, turn loose of my neck.
But the fox wouldn't turn loose. No, instead he popped the rooster into a great big gunny sack. And then the fox walked across the room to where the mouse was sleeping.
What a fine, fat little mouse all waiting for me. The lazy rascal here in his bed.
I'm not a lazy rascal. I'm sleepy. I'm trying to sleep right here in my belt. Oh.
Hello?
They're losing my tail. Help!
But the fox wouldn't turn loose of the mouse either. Instead, into the gunny sack, he popped the mouse right where the rooster was.
I say, it's getting crowded in here.
There, the fox had closed the mouth of the sack with a string, and he laughed to himself.
Now, I'll get the little red hen.
Oh, that wicked fox began to tiptoe out of the room, and then on across the hall, and on into the room where the little red hen was sleeping. There she was, asleep in her bed, very tired from a hard day's work. Quickly, the wicked fox untied the sack.
I say!
Yes, the fox was shushing the rooster. But just then, the little red hen woke up and saw the fox and began to make enough noises for 100 hens. But you see, it hadn't done a bit of good for her to make the noises. No, because the fox had popped her into the sack with the rooster and the mouse and tied the mouth of the sack very tight again. Oh, me, that poor, poor little red hen. Why, she had been so very tired from all of her work and needing sleep so much that she'd gone to bed without even changing her clothes. She was still wearing her apron even. But the fox didn't care about anyone but himself. He was thinking of the fine dinner he was going to have. And again, he laughed to himself like this.
Time for me to go home.
All the night was very still, except for the noise of the fox's footsteps, crunch, crunch, crunchings on the rocks of the mountain.
These folks are heavy in my sack, and I'm getting tired.
Well, the fox decided to stop for a rest when he came to the creek in the valley. So down he sat on the bridge.
Oh.
He leaned his back against a post.
So tired from carrying these heavy folks.
And in another minute... In another minute, the fox was fast asleep. But the folks in the sack were not asleep. No, sir. And the little red hen reached down in her apron pocket. Out came her hand with the little scissors. And then she began to cut a hole in the sack. Snip, snip, snip went the scissors. There. There was a hole just big enough for the little mouse to crawl out. But the rooster said...
I say, I want out...
said the little red hen to shush him. The rooster shushed all right, and the little red hen told the mouse to slip out of the hole for him to come back with the stone just as little as he was.
I do it. I'm not sweepy anymore.
And then the little red hen got busy with her scissors again. Snip, snip, snip. There. There was a hole that was big enough now for the rooster next to crawl out.
I say, let me just...
And the little red hen said for him to crawl on out. But to come back quickly with a stone just as big as he was.
Yes, ma'am, I say.
And the little red hen crawled out of the sack. And then she, too, got a stone just as big as she was. Our friends put the three stones into the sack.
I say, quick, before the fox wakes up.
Quickly, then, the little red hen used the needle and thread from her apron pocket to sew up the holes in the sack. She said then that they should all hurry away back home, leaving the fox asleep where he was.
I say, first can I pop him with a stick, the rascal?
And then the little red hen said she guessed it would be all right.
I say, watch while I pop him fast. I say, he won't be waking up fast, and now we can go on home.
Yes, and then the rooster and the mouse and the little red hen, all of them did hurry home as fast as they could. And the mouse and the rooster, too, were sorry about how lazy they'd been. Said the mouse when they were safe at home.
I used to be the laziest rascal.
And he said that he would never be lazy again.
I say it too. Yes, sir.
And the fox, when he woke up, made a little mistake and dropped the sack of stones in the water.
Now look what I did.
Because the water carried the sack away and on down the creek. And the fox thought that our friends were still in there. So never again did he go back to the little white house. And never again did he bother the rooster or the mouse or the little red hen. And that's the end of the story about them.
Oh, thank you, Story Parade Lady, for a very interesting story.
And I hope that everyone will listen next week to the story of Johnny Wonder Nose.
Boys and girls, be sure to listen next week, same time, same station, for the Story Parade Lady and the story of Johnny Wonder Nose. Your Story Parade is presented as a transcribed public service program for the Texas School of the Air State Department of Education in cooperation with the Texas Association for Childhood Education. Your Story Parade Lady is Helen Kelly. Wesley Davis writes the scripts. This is John Allen saying goodbye now till next week.